Eclogue. Feather come home. John, wife and child.
Oh, mother, mother, be the titties done? Here's Feather now a-coming down the track. I got his nitch of wood upon his back, and sitch a spiecker in and I'll be bone, as long enough to reach from ground up to the top of our tun. 'Tis just the very thing for Jack and I to go a-coalpexing wi' by and by.
The titties must be ready pretty nigh. Do take one up upon the fark and try. The kick upon the wire too's a burning, I be afeard. Do runnin' zee and turnin'.
Well, mother, here I be a-come once more.
Ah, I be very glad you be, I'm sure. You be a-tired and cool enough, I s'pose. Sit down and ease your bones, and warm your nose.
Why, I be peckish. What is there to eat?
Your supper's nearly ready.
I've got some titties here a-doing in the pot.
I wish with all my heart I had some meat.
I got a little cake, too, here, a-baking on upon the fire. 'Tis done by this time, though. It's nice and moist, for when I were a-making on, I stuck some bits of apple in the dough.
Well, Feather, what d'ye think? The pig got out this morning, and avore we zeed a hearden, a runned about and got out into Gearden, and routed up the grounds oo wi' his snout.
Now, what d'ye think o' that? Ye must contrive to keep an inn, or else I'll never thrive.
And, Feather, what d'ye think? I found today the nest where thick old hen of ours do lay. 'Twere out in Archet Hedge, and had 5 eggs.
Look there, how wet you got your feet and legs. How did he get in such a pickle, John?
I broke my hoss. I'm in a force to stand right in the mud and water for to dig, and made meself the wet shot as a pig.
Feather, take off your shoes and gae 'em to I. Here be your old oons, Varry, nice and dry.
And have he got much hedging more to do? Enough to last for 3 weeks more or so.
And when you've done the job you be about, do you think you'll have another voundy out?
Oh, yes, there'll be some more. When I done that, I got a job of trenching to go at, and then some trees to shroud and wood to vell. So I'd a hope to rub on pretty well till summer time, and then I be to cut the wood and do the trenching by the tut.
And next week, Feather, I be going to go a-picking stones, you know, for Farmer True.
And little Jack, you know, is going to yarn a penny keeping birds off from his cairn.
Oh, brave! What wages do her mean to gie?
She, drappence for a day, and tuppence he.
Well, Polly, thee must work a little spracker when thee best out, or else thee wouldn't pick a dung-pot load of stones, not very quick.
Oh, yes, I shall.
But Jack do want a clacker, and Feather, will he take and cut a stick or two to make his hut?
You little wench! Why, thee best always baggin'. I be too tired now tonight, I'm sure, to zet a-doin' any more. So, I shall go up, out to the way of the wagon.